Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season 2 of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's called We Are REC. Every week we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just do a quick search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Casey Hollins from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Casey, you have some energy efficiency tips. Your headline says energy efficiency tips you never knew. And I thought, oh, please, I've been doing this podcast series with you guys for a year. I'll bet I know them all. And then I started looking at them and I didn't know some of these.
Oh, that's good.
So let me have them. Give them
okay.
all to me.
All right. So let's start with dry towels and heavy cotton items like bedspread separately from lighter clothes like t-shirts and thin skirts and things like that. Dry those separately. You'll spend less time drying the lighter weight items if they are dried separately from the heavier items.
Makes sense, but not something I would have normally thought to do. I just throw them all in the dryer.
Me too. Your heating and cooling require more energy than any other process in your home. So without proper equipment maintenance and upgrades, like making sure your insulation is the proper depth, sealing air leaks, if you don't do those things, you won't notice the optimal savings that you could have. And those savings could be about 30% on your energy bill. So take the steps that we've talked about in other podcast episodes about heating and cooling so that you can reach that optimal 30% saving.
I'm all about the 30%.
Me too. Every penny counts. So in the winter, I have heard, I've never done this myself, that some folks will get warm by opening the oven door.
Turning their oven on and heating their kitchen. Believe it or not, I have read news stories where some fires have started that way.
Yeah, I would not recommend it. So when it's cold out, don't use the oven to get warm. Not only is it a safety hazard, but you're also wasting electricity.
Use it to make cookies.
Yes,
and then
right. Stand
in front of the open door when you take the cookies out of the oven until it cools back down
breathe
again.
Breathe in that beautiful scent of fresh baked cookies. If you wash your dishes in the dishwasher, choose the air dry cycle as opposed to the dishwasher's dry cycle. If you don't have a special cycle, you can just open the door after the rinse cycle. And then doing this can cut down on your dishwasher energy use by at least 20%. If you still hand wash dishes, my grandmother does. I used to love to wash dishes with her. Air dry those in one of the racks.
Mm-hmm.
That can help you save energy as well.
My dishwasher is named Tim.
Aww.
We don't have an actual dishwasher.
Oh, your husband, Tim.
So my husband, Tim, is my dishwasher. And he air dries them. And then I stop putting them away because he doesn't always do them the way I would do them. So I've just learned to let him do the whole process.
Well, that's good that he does that.
If I go to get something out of the cabinet and I'm like, this doesn't look like, I just put it back in the sink and no harm, no foul.
I bet there's a lot of ladies listening who are going to call you to ask how you trained him to do that. When you are washing your clothes, you can save energy by washing your full loads of laundry in cold water. It really isn't a requirement to use the hot water setting. And in some cases, the cold water setting can be beneficial for just the quality of your clothes.
I've read a lot about that with these new high efficiency washers and dryers, that cold water is the optimal temperature now to do laundry in, no matter what fabric you're using.
Right. And just keep in mind when you're using your washing machine on the hot or the warm cycle that you're also using your water heater, because every drop of water that you pull out, your water heater is going to have to work harder to rewarm the water. A lot of electronics are being used in households today, from gaming systems to Blu-ray players, high-definition TVs, you name it. So if you have a lot of electronics in your home, you can really improve on the efficiency by using a power strip. And one of the benefits of that is when you're not using those, turn the power source on the power strip off. Anytime that you walk through your home and you see those glowing lights at night, all of those devices in your home, they're still using electricity. That's why that light is glowing. So plug them into a power strip and then turn that power strip off so that that device still is not using electricity. Or if you don't want to use a power strip, or if you plug a device directly into the wall outlet, simply unplug it and then replug it when you're going to use it again, especially a gaming console. They use a lot of power.
So much of what you can plug in and turn on and off now can be done with technology. You can tell Alexa to turn off the whatever. You can say, turn on the living room lights, turn off this. There's a lot of that that can be done now, too, that makes it a whole lot easier, that you can just set it at 10 o'clock, turn off all of the devices in this particular room.
Yeah. And if you've taken the steps to upgrade your home to be a smart home, which really, at first, it used to sound like a very expensive endeavor, but it's really not. So if you've taken those steps, make sure that you consider the ways that you can save energy by programming those devices to connect. And you can even do that with lights. So with Alexa, there are certain types of smart home lights that you can set to have adjust in a ton of different ways. Speaking of lights, if you're still using the old-fashioned incandescent bulbs, turn those off and replace those incandescent bulbs with LED lights. The LED lights use far less electricity and are much more energy efficient than traditional light bulbs. Make sure you are using a programmable thermostat. If you are not using a programmable thermostat and you can invest in a programmable thermostat, do that, because it will help you get a lower utility bill and manage your heating and cooling system. When you have that programmable thermostat, set the temperature to 68 degrees in the winter. When you have that programmable thermostat, set the temperature to 78 degrees in the summer. If you need to adjust the thermostat setting, don't adjust it more than 2 degree increments at a time, because that will prevent your heating and cooling system from relying on the auxiliary heat, or in the summertime, working in overdrive to reach that optimal temperature. When you are going to reheat your food, use the microwave. And you'd be surprised that microwaves can be used nowadays to cook a whole meal. And thanks to really innovative people, we now have things like Instapots and air fryers. And you'd be surprised that those devices use less electricity than traditional stove or oven. So consider using those, or learn how to prepare a whole meal using those to help save energy and time.
Oh, yeah. I've long since been a huge fan of crock pots. I love the crock pot. I haven't tried the Instant Pot yet. My son is a diehard fan of these air fryers. He loves having his chicken and cooks all kinds of things in these air fryers and loves it. I haven't quite gone that far yet.
So I've gone to the air fryer and I love it as well. And it's a lot faster than cooking in the oven. But I have not tried the Instant Pot, but a lot of my friends do, and they share some really great recipes. And time is probably the most valuable thing to me, and I'm willing to try anything that will save time. And the added bonus of saving energy and money is really good too. If you have a dryer that you use on a regular basis, you really need to make sure that you clean the lint filter in your dryer. I clean mine almost after every use. And don't forget the tubing. Just this past weekend, my husband went out with the stick and the brush and cleaned out the tubing for our dryer vent. And what's really good about that is that it is a safety hazard if you don't clean those out. Dryers can cause fires, but it also improves the efficiency and helps you save energy as well. So take time to clean the lint filter and go outside and clean the tube that leads to the outside of your home.
I'm like you, and when I get a load out of the dryer, wherever the dryer sheet ends up when I'm pulling it out is what I use to clean out the lint filter in the dryer. But the actual tubing, probably not so much. So now I'm going to have to add that to my filter when I change my furnace filter list to clean out my dryer tubing.
a lot of people have transitioned over to using like an iPad or a tablet, but a lot of folks still have a computer, especially people who work from home. So if you do have a computer in the home, make sure that you set the computer to sleep or hibernate mode instead of using a screensaver. By using a screensaver, it's still functioning. It's still running as if you're using it. And if you are not going to use it for a long period of time, there's no reason to keep it on. So shut it down and then repower it the next day or the next time that you need to use it.
It's also not good for the computer itself to have that screensaver on for hours and days at a time. It actually is good for that screen to get a break and turn itself off too. So that's a dual tip.
Yeah, and today's environment where cybersecurity is a major risk, it's a good step to power down and not leave your devices on all the time. Warm your home by letting the sun shine in. When it's cool outside or even when it's cold outside, you can open the drapes, let the natural light in, and it's going to warm that area of your home. And in the summertime, you can do just the opposite. If it's an area where the sun shines in, you can reduce the temperature by closing the drapes. So that is such an easy thing for anyone to do. If you are interested in outdoor lighting, make sure that you are using LED lights. They are far more efficient than traditional light bulbs. And nowadays, when you go into the hardware store, that's almost the only type of light that you can find. They also last a lot longer than any other light bulb. Another option for outdoor lighting is solar lights. So if you have never tried them, you can install the solar lights that stick in the ground for walkways. And that's a great safety measure to tape as well. But now there are additional types of solar lights that can be installed as other outdoor lighting. So
we have the hanging ones under our carport that are solar. Every night they come on when it gets dark and they go off in the morning, but we don't have to plug them in. We don't have to do anything. They're all operated. I think I got them at Target.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Replacing or cleaning your air filters in your HVAC system is critical. Always check your air filters to make sure that it hasn't become clogged, it isn't really dirty. If you have the type of air filter that can be cleaned, clean it. If it's not, replace it. And our energy experts recommend that you not buy the more expensive type of air filters because those really aren't the best to buy. Buy the lower costing air filters because they work best.
And I have saved so much money doing that because I used to buy the high end and then Lewis told me in one of our podcasts, no.
Yes.
And now I buy the cheap ones and I spend the extra money on a mocha at Starbucks.
Avoid placing lamps and items that produce heat near your thermostat. The thermostat will sense the heat from these devices and it will cause your system to run longer than necessary in the summer or not to run as frequently as you might want it to in the winter.
I don't think people realize how much heat some things actually do put off. We turn on a lamp and use it for the light and don't realize the heat that comes off of that. And yeah, it could be a double whammy. Well, thank you, Casey. These were some great energy efficiency tips.
Thank you.